Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be back, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Mike, we've got some reporting from David Wren on South Carolina's port, namely a long-planned rail yard that they've been working on for a couple years now. It's facing cost overruns and delays, and there's a lot of factors that have the port pushing back the timeline.
Okay, so it's not been canceled, it's just been delayed, this rail yard?
Not entirely. The project has been downsized. There had been plans for multiple facilities, but now they are going to focus on just one rail-based cargo hub near the Leatherman Terminal.
Any reasons given for this?
There's been multiple reasons cited by the Ports Authority at this point. The big one would be the up and down of tariff policy that's going on in the U.S. right now. It's created some uncertainty. They're also struggling to forecast what their load is going to be in the coming year because of the up and down of tariffs. Right now, they went ahead and set the budget based on 1.4 million containers moving through the port, but that range has not been set in stone at this time and could go one way or another depending on how tariff policy continues. There's been a couple other factors also cited. The ports have talked about a lawsuit that they had against the longshoremen that went all the way to the Supreme Court. That has since been settled, and part of that is the longshoremen will be working these terminals. The port has said there's been some training issues there. We have not heard from the union at this time. Also, South Carolina lawmakers are planning to look into the project delays themselves here in the coming month. This has been a particularly important facility to Charleston's port. They've long pressed for this rail-based cargo hub near the waterfront. It's one of the things that the Charleston port has been missing compared to other ports up and down the East Coast. This is really meant to help the port step up its game. And so lawmakers really want to know why things are running behind and why costs are running as high as they are.
All right. What would you like to talk about next?
Well, Mike, I think tariffs are kind of a little bit of a theme here for us this week. They were also cited as a factor in a work stoppage. There was a battery cell plant planned for the Florence area by a Japanese headquartered company called Envision Automotive Energy Supply. It was set to be the biggest economic development deal for the region. The plant is well underway, but due to uncertainties, the company has decided to pause work. It had promised $1.6 billion in investment, 1,600 jobs. The company was set to supply BMW's upstate plant with batteries as they make the switch over to more electric vehicles.
Not just a downsizing in this particular instance, but a complete pause on any activity going forward with this plant, I guess maybe until all of this uncertainty clears up?
That's right, Mike. They haven't set a timeline at this point. The governor has tried to reassure folks. We've seen it now with AESC. We saw it with Volvo in the Lowcountry. But he has said that as the tariffs are going to go up and down, some have been paused.
And then there's also the budget coming out of Washington, which is calling for canceling a lot of credits involved in the EV industry. A lot of tax credits supposedly might disappear. I guess that's adding to the uncertainty.
Absolutely. The EV industry had some early projections of massive growth. It has not quite reached those levels. And now when you put in this potential loss of these tax credits meant to make these vehicles more affordable to consumers, it raises questions even more about whether that's going to slow their adoption.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. We will have a link to the publication posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.